Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, centrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Wealth Consciousness. As always, I'm super excited to have your attention. So I want to remind any of you that have been listening for a while, but also for our new listeners, that the reason that this podcast is just audio is because I actually want you to pay attention. So usually when we're busy multitasking, looking through our scroll, or even looking at the words that go across the screen during a podcast, the attention gets dispersed. And so what I hope you understand from joining me here today is that I'd like to have your attention and have your ear. So today we're going to talk about some insights that I hope that you'll take with you throughout your day, and that with those insights, you'll create new thought that actually creates the energy that gets you to your end game. So as always, we start with some type of relaxation technique. Why? Because when we are stressed and when we are overly busy, when we have multiple thoughts at the same time, we aren't able to actually give things our attention. We think we are, but our attention is diffused at that point. So what I would like for you to do is to do this exercise of relaxation with me for a moment so that you actually can bring your attention to this moment, that you actually can get an insight that will work for you, that you can take with you throughout the rest of your day. So we're going to start with a little breath. And so what I'd like for you to do, if you would, is actually participate in this. Don't move past it. Don't ignore it. Don't keep scrolling. Allow yourself to take a moment to close your eyes or find a gaze. And what I'd like you to do today is I'd like for you to count, so that you can't have rumination, you can't have forced thinking, you can't have your to-do list running through your head if you are counting your breaths. So I invite you to, on the inhale, in through the nose, count to five. And when you get to the top of that breath, I'd like you to hold it for a moment and then release out through the mouth for seven counts. So in through the nose for five, hold for a moment, and then exhale out through your mouth for seven counts. So I'm not going to count for you because I'd like for you to actually count in your own mind. So go ahead and give that a try. Perhaps you even put this podcast on pause. What other podcast asked you to put them on pause? Go ahead and take a moment. Breathing in through the nose to the count of five. Holding it for a moment and then exhaling to the count of seven. What we'd like you to do here is allow yourself to trail that exhale all the way to its end. Why? Because this is releasing stress in the body. And so when you have taken a few of these long, nice breaths and then allowed the exhale to trail even longer, I'd like you to then return to your natural rhythm of breathing, open your eyes, and bring your attention to this present moment. So a lot of people in the wealth consciousness community talk about the idea of what do you invest in? Now, they're usually talking about an asset category, or they're talking about some type of financial vehicle. But today I'm going to ask you, what do you invest in? Because I'd like you to think about how much are you investing in your own inner guidance system. So the reason I want to challenge that, and again, the idea is to give you an inspiration. The idea is to give you a thought that allows you to bring more energy and more clarity to your end game. Whether that's growing your business, whether that's being more present in your relationships, in your spiritual connection, or in your financial impact in the world. So here's the thought I'd like you to think about today. And that is that every thought has a biological and chemical response. Now think about that for a second, because then that means that we have a lot of responsibility about maintaining our thoughts, because we're actually creating a response in the body, a physical response. And so one of the things that I notice a lot with overachievers and with entrepreneurs is that their level of stress, sort of chronic stress, has become the norm. And so when you ask one of these overachievers, you know, are you in stress and worry right now? They would tell you no, because they've become very accustomed to that state of being. And so today I'd like to sort of challenge that idea. And how we're going to do that is we're going to bring the unconscious to the conscious mind. And how we're going to do that is we're going to do a little exercise. And you can go ahead and grab a piece of paper, or you can do it later. You can think about these three columns. The first column would be the trigger or the conditioned thought. So the conditioned thought might be something like an issue that comes up in your business, an idea of a problem with a revenue source, or a problem with a project, or a problem that you get reminded about through an email or a relationship. So the conditioned thought is how we think about that trigger. So then what I'd like you to think about next is I'd like you to pay attention to what's the automatic feeling. So when something happens in your day that triggers you, right, that peaks your stress level or your attention, or perhaps you're annoyed or frustrated, I'd like you to think about, in that second column, the automatic feeling, what's the feeling? Is it panic? Is it overwhelm? Is it fear? Is it that gut feeling in your stomach that you don't quite have a word for yet? But I'd like to give you the good news today that even when you start to identify that feeling, you are already starting to slow down and change this process. So in other words, the neural pathway that has been firing from a thought to a feeling immediately, you will now start to slow down and change as you identify the feeling. So again, the first column is the conditioned thought. So it's the trigger. So you can list what your triggers are. And then the second column is, what's the automatic feeling that maybe you didn't even actually realize before? So write down, what's the feeling that comes with that trigger? So is it a dollar amount on your computer screen in a bank account? Or is it an email regarding an issue? Or is it a phone call or an interaction with a friend, a spouse, a coworker that immediately evokes an automatic feeling? I'd like for you to write those feelings down in the second column so that you start to become accustomed to bringing the unconscious to the conscious. In other words, not just letting that neural pathway fire unconsciously the way that it usually does. And then how are we going to solve this? The third column is the reset habit. So what we're going to do is we're going to start to bring the unconscious to the conscious. In other words, reduce that chronic stress by actually naming the feeling. And then once we've named the feeling, then we're going to have a reset habit in the third column. And so there's a couple of things that I would suggest that you could use in your reset habit. One would be breath immediately. Learning to take a breath when we feel stress in the body, or perhaps when we have just been in the habit of stress, can immediately create a shift. So we want to interrupt the pattern. And then another solution to interrupt the pattern might be to list what is some type of action that I can take today that helps me to manage this feeling intentionally, right? Because it's the unconscious mind that then runs these programs, these conditioned programs, and the thoughts and feelings that come with them, sort of in the background all the time. What we want to do is we want to bring that to our awareness so that we can now, in our wise, loving adult and in that executive function, the forefront of our brain, either take action, take a deep breath, and perhaps find a way that allows us to interrupt that pattern. The one thing that I would like to sort of challenge you with is to actually go within, to go within and be with that feeling until it releases. Because it's when we ignore those feelings that we don't like that they tend to exacerbate us. And when we can actually pay attention to them, go within, be present to that feeling, let it sort of subside in that paying attention to, and then we can typically move forward. But like I said, when we push it away, it comes back to bite us. So again, the three columns are the conditioned thought. So you're going to list whatever the trigger is for you today. And then the automatic feeling that comes from that trigger. And then the reset habit. So now you have a tool to use so that you can bring the unconscious mind to the conscious mind and reduce those chemical responses in your stress and in your worry, in your overbreathing, right? Actually, when we are stressed chronically, we tend to have very shallow breathing that affects our nervous system, our parasympathetic system. So what we want to do is bring awareness to the idea that our inner guidance system is the system that we want to invest in. Because the idea of making more money or growing your business is kind of doing it the hard way until we understand that the investment is in being a human being and leveraging who you are in your gifts and talents. So the thing I want to remind you of today is that stuff happens, right? Life in itself has stress in it. But the way that we manage that stress or interpret that stress has everything to do with our success in moving forward. And so I want you to think about the idea that as you invest in your inner guidance system, that you become the constant. Whereas the stuff that happens on the outside of you, whether it's the market, whether it's your partner, whether it's your business, whether it's a shift in your business, whether it's your health, those things can sometimes happen. But when we learn to invest in that inner guidance system that is your constant, then we have the ability now to sort of change the velocity of our success in getting to our end game. So we talk a lot about the idea in our programs that you have to know who you are and what you want to get to your end game. And so each day we have the opportunity to think and speak into our life experience. And each one of those thoughts and words has a chemical response to it. So use your energy wisely.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.